Pecos and Slash climbed the veranda steps and edged around the small crowd of men drinking suds and sipping whiskey on the veranda. Mostly a stout, bearded lot of Germans and Scandinavians clad in the dungarees, wool shirts, suspenders, and high cork-soled lace-up boots that marked them as prospectors. Side by side, Slash and Pecos pushed through the bat wings. As usual, they separated quickly on the other side of the threshold, Slash stepping to the left, Pecos to the right. Slash's gaze swept the room in which a good two dozen men sat at tables or stood at the large bar at the back. The crowd in here appeared very much like the one on the veranda. Sprinkled in small clusters about the room were men in the chaps, high-crowned hats, and bright billowy neckerchiefs of cowpunchers. The air was so smoky, and the bright light angling through a handful of windows contrasted so sharply with the shadows that Slash doubted he'd be able to recognize any of his old gang if he'd been staring right at them.
Why don't we get us a drink so we don't look too conspicuous and walk around?
Pecos started to nod, but then he glanced to his right, froze, and walked over to Slash.
I think I just spotted Sanchez.
Slash started to turn his head toward the far side of the room, but Pecos placed a hand on his partner's shoulder, stopping him.
Don't look. Let's get us a table, have a drink, and work out a plan.
Slash moved toward an open table ahead and to the left, which had just been vacated by three black-bearded men speaking a foreign tongue. Slash sank into a chair. Pecos did as well, across from Slash, and swept several empty beer mugs and a whiskey bottle to one side. Folding his arms on the table, Pecos looked at Slash.
You're right, under the grizzly head.
Slash feigned a yawn, running a gloved hand down his face and glanced as inconspicuously as possible to his right. The grizzly head was mounted on the far wall. Several other game trophies decorated the four walls of the place, but under the grizzly head sat Loco Sanchez at a table with six or seven other men, most of them dressed like cowpunchers. One of those others, however, was definitely not a cowpuncher. The little wiry man decked out in a black hat, green silk neckerchief, and black shirt under a pinto vest was Arnell Squires. Squires wore black gloves on his hands and a gold-banded diamond ring on his right hand over the glove. Squires had been very proud of that ring ever since he won it down in Mexico playing poker with a famous Sonoran border bandito. Squires now had poker cards fanned out in the hand trimmed with the ring, and he was smoking a fat stogie and talking as he played. He sat beside Loco Sanchez, a beefy half-Mexican whose black sombrero hung down his back by its horsehair thong. Sanchez had a broad Indian-featured face, but with long mare's tail whiskers and thick black chin whiskers. He had a nasty scar across his coffee-colored forehead that he'd acquired from a drunken tumble after the gang had robbed a bank in Bullhook Bottoms up in the Montana Territory.
You see.
Arnell? Yeah, just seen him.
Which one you suppose is you and which one is me?
I don't know, but it galls me something painful that those two hydrophobic polecats are calling themselves Slash Braddock and the Pecos River Kid.